And this one's very, very cute. My pedophile. What is she, 14? 14 years old. And your favorite kind, a rape toy. Young Hispanic teen. She looks like she's gonna break very easily. As you start to play with your little rape meat, enjoying her young flesh, undressing her, I want to remind you why I am your accomplice and your ultimate accomplice. Because I understand the stages that she's going through right now. I was raped by a pedophile just like you. At her age, I know that at this moment right now, she is experiencing a little bit of denial, a little bit of fight. She's got all her senses right now. I remember that too. I remember my pedophile rapist stood over me just like you're doing with her right now. He had his hands all over me, touching me in places I didn't want that skeezy pedo to touch me. And I remember saying to him, "Do you know who I am? Hey, what the fuck? Stop touching me. I'm 14 years old, you fucking pedophile. Get your grubby hands off of me. You're going to get in trouble, mister. This is illegal. Pedophiles like you are thrown in jail. Get the fuck off of me." And you notice she has that same fight right now. And here's the thing. I love watching that thick pedo daddy cock swell. Hearing that 14-year-old call you your word. Pedophile. Nasty pedophile. That's your favorite word. I could tell that my pedophile rapist liked the same thing. And the more I told him my age, the more I called him a pedo, the more fight I had in me, and the more aggressive he got, just like you. And I like to encourage you to show her what a sick, depraved pedophile you are. I like to sit here and watch you make her believe that she has a chance to get away, because I remember thinking the same thing. And you know, I'm sure people would wonder why me, a rape victim, would encourage men to rape more little girls. I can't really explain that. I just know that it turns me the fuck on. I like to relive my rape. I like to watch it from the outside where I have the power, because I know what it feels like to be in her shoes right now. To feel like a helpless rape victim. To feel scared. To feel disgusted. And I like watching the poor little rape toys fight. It's so adorable. I mean, look at her. She thinks she can get away from you right now. Squirming, trying to push you away. She won't get away. Not from a mean, old, nasty pedophile like you. No. Little does she know that the more she fights, the harder you get, the more you're going to rape her. Then a pedophile rapist really gets off from the fight. This stage of denial that she's in the hands of a pedophile that's going to get his way, that doesn't give a shit how illegal it is, how it's all worth it to force his pedo cock deep inside her fuckholes, to rape her and break her mentally and physically. And my favorite switch is because, and all of them happen, all of them do this, I did it. And it's my favorite switch to observe, where she goes from denial to bargaining. That's the second stage of pedophile rape. Well, the second stage of a pedophile rape victim. This 14-year-old girl, soon she's going to start begging you. Begging from the depths of her being for you to not do what you're about to do. And she's going to offer you so many things because that's her instinct. She's become submissive, finally, to you. She realizes that she can't fight her way out of this. So she's going to use those adorable little brown doe eyes. And she's going to beg and plead for the mean old pedophile to not hurt her. I mean, it's a natural instinct to beg your rapist to leave you alone. I remember when my defenses were worn down. Because as a 14-year-old girl, you think you're tough. You think you're a big girl. All it takes is a twisted, kitty-loving pedophile to come in, pin you down, and prove that you are not in charge, you little brat. And once that's broken down, you get that scared little girl, and that's what makes you throb, doesn't it? My pedo bull. You like that stage too, the bargaining stage. You like proof that you've raped yourself into her fucking mind, that you've stripped away the brat, that hard exterior brat. You ripped it away. Listen to her now. Here it comes. I can tell. She's hitting that bargaining stage. Here she goes. Enjoy it.
Please. Please. No more. I'm so sorry. Please. I'm so, so sorry. Please. No more. No more. I promise I'll be good. I can't take it anymore. Please. Please, I'm only 14 years old, mister. Please stop raping me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Please, no more rape. I won't tell anyone. I promise. I promise if you let me go. I'll pretend this never happened. Just let me go, please. Please. I'll do anything you want. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Please let me go.
I remember begging like that. I remember feeling the most amount of fear that I've ever felt in my life. I remember thinking, if my pedophile rapist was going to let me go, if he was going to kidnap me, if he was going to murder me, and in this stage of bargaining, you can rest assured You broke down all this little bitch's barriers. You fucking own her. I remember feeling that way. That my pedophile rapist owned me in that moment. I was all his. I didn't want to be, but I was all his. Mommy and daddy weren't there to save me. I was all on my own. So all I knew to do in that stage was beg to act like that little girl that I was, to use my poor, pitiful begging to get that pedophile off of me, to survive. Why don't you do something for me? Reach down. Stop raping her just for a moment. Push deep inside. That 14-year-old girl, look down at her and stroke the side of her face. Show her some softness. Mind fuck her a little bit. Let her think that her begging has worked. That's it. Stroke those tears into her face. Adore your little rape victim. Your rape toy, playing rapist games with her. Let her think that she's won the backing. But then start up again. Hold her cheeks softly with both hands and start railing her teen cunt. Look her deep in those crying doe eyes and give it to her hard. And I can tell you what's going through her head right now. She's probably thinking, what did I do to deserve this? I thought he was going to let me go. It hurts. I don't like sex. I don't like men raping me like this. That's what she's thinking. She's scared for her fucking life, and that makes your pedophile cock throb. Throb inside her raped teen cunt. And you know what I like about you, my pedophile, is that you're gonna sit here and rape her for hours upon hours because your hunger for pretty little teen rape runs so fucking deep. You need it. You crave it. And because you are such an insatiable pedo rapist, you're definitely gonna bring her to one of the hottest stages of child rape. The depression stage. The ultimate submission. A stage where your rape victim gives up. She finally gives up. She has no more energy to give. And she simply becomes a rape doll. For my pedo daddy, you are her pedophile daddy in this moment. You own this little bitch. With every forced thrust, you rape into her with your raging pedo deck. You rape more and more memory into her brain. You rape deeper inside her little psyche to where if she makes it out alive, she'll remember every moment of this rape just like I do. I remember every image. I remember exactly how my pedophile rapist held me down. I remember the face that he made when I hit the depression stage. She's gonna remember the same exact thing. You're gonna fuck up her little mind, and that turns you on, doesn't it? Raping her body and raping her mind is what true pedophile rapists wanna do. It's not just about that tight, teen, virgin rape hole, that perfect little pussy of hers. It's also the power of raping her fucking memory as well. And soon, the depression stage is going to hit, and she's going to be the prettiest little rape victim. Look at her now. Her head's starting to slump, isn't it? Oh, look at her. She's so exhausted from all that fighting. She's so exhausted from your rapist pedo dick. Her body is practically shutting down as you continue to rape her harder and longer and deeper. Thick, clear sinews of cum and spit, that rape nectar bubbling from her little baby mouth. Look at how cute and pathetic she looks. She's whimpering and blubbering. She couldn't make a fucking word if we asked her. She's so exhausted from your rape. She's hiccuping cum bubbles, silly little rape toy. Look at her hot tears flowing freely now. That's about the only thing that fucking works, are the tears streaming down her face. And no, my pedo ball, remember that she once was a defiant, brazen, bright, young eighth grader who thought she was such a big girl, who thought that no one could put her into this state. But now she's a defeated and humiliated and shamefully embarrassed preteen rape slave. Remind her how fucking silly she looks. Well, maybe I'll just bring over a mirror and have her look at herself. Look at her. I wish my rapist would have done that, or had an accomplice to show me how fucking broken I looked. But I get to see it in her, don't I? I get to see how pathetic she looks right now. Or maybe I even tell her that she's a fucking whore, that she deserved this. Why did you make my pedophile bull so angry? This is all your fault, you silly little girl. Now, before I even think about doing that, raping her mind with my words, I want to see you pull her clothes, lick and lap at her pretty Hispanic child face. It's so delicious, isn't it? Suck her plump pink cheeks. So sweet and salty. Salty teen tears from a terrified underage child. A succulent treat from your 14-year-old rape victim. Sloppily enjoyed while you slowly rape her with your cock still. Hard thuds vibrating through her little girl's spine. Slowly while you dine on her pretty, perfect Hispanic teen face. Lapping now, like a dog before making out with her. Raping your thick daddy tongue intrusively into her warm, whimpering, quivering mouth cunt you've already raped so fucking hard. Tongue face raping this trembling, broken pedo lolly cum doll has you harder than I've ever seen you, my pedo rape king. You ready to give her one last load, pedophile daddy? Your little cummy, messy, sloppy rape victim. She needs more cum. She needs more cum raped into her. I'm going to count you down from 5 to 1. I'm going to be whispering in your ear and her ear as you finish her off. 5. Open those limp legs wider. Put your hand around her neck, my pedophile king. Look her in her fucking tear-stained eyes and rape the last thrust inside her. 4. And you keep raping this sloppy little 14-year-old rape toy. I'm going to bend down and give her some reminders as you come deep inside of her. 3. Do you feel pedo daddy's grip around your neck, little girl? I want you to know that with just a simple word from me, I could have him squeeze harder. We could leave you here in a dead little mess. A pretty little dead girl, raped to death, too. But I'm not going to do that. No, because I want you to wake up every day of your life thinking about this pedophile daddy. I want you to remember every single day the fear that you feel right now. I want you to wake up in the middle of the night feeling his fat, insatiable pedophile cock thrusting into you in this moment right here where you're completely defeated and broken. 2. You are nothing special, sweetheart. I hope that we've proved that to you today. That you were so easy to break. And this is all your fault for being such a pretty little Hispanic teen. I mean, he wouldn't have snatched you up if you didn't have that tan, young flesh. You just look so cute that he had to have you, had to turn you into his little Hispanic rape doll. And you better thank me afterwards, because with just a word, like I said, we could rape you to fucking death and you'd be left here in a messy, leaky, cummy mess. But we're not. Get ready for this last load, little girl. You're going to feel it so deep inside. 1. Come, my pedophile king. Come in this little Hispanic 14-year-old. Rape it deep inside of her. Give her everything. Everything you've got. And I know you've got so much fucking cum. For little girls, especially little Hispanic girls. I know, pedo daddy. I know everything. Thing that drives you absolutely wild. And this right here is one. Breaking this little 14-year-old teen down into a broken little rape toy. Your pretty little tear-faced doll. You like when your little Hispanic girls are crying after begging and begging for you to stop raping them. With cum dripping out of all their holes. Even her little mouth, even her nostrils, tears staining all her fucking face. And you right on top of her, finishing her off, probably raping her a little bit too long, but that is why I am your accomplice. I've been looking for someone like you. An insatiable pedophile king that I can practically worship. That I can relive my rape with. Now, my favorite pedophile daddy. I want you to enjoy this post-orgasmic bliss. You're probably panting, out of breath, heart racing. Because you just came so fucking hard. Do very aggressive, mind melting, pedophile, rapist story. And I know that my pedophile king loves to feel like the brutal, the most brutal pedo rapist. And I love being your accomplice, pulling out the absolute most hardcore side of you, that deep rooted but secret perversion you have. I like to think that every man has that inside of him. Some are more than others, and it's what I'm most attracted to. A man where in his regular everyday life is completely respectable and a citizen that no one would suspect. But I know there are deep, dark secrets that they love to rape pretty little girls inside of their head, that it makes them come the hardest. And you're always safe to do that with me, my pedo bull. I always insist that you do it with me because I know exactly what you need. I know that side of you that is an absolute depraved kitty rapist. And I'll be right there with you, raping her mind as deep as you're raping